This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. From the upcoming sports season to some football history. In July, Western Michigan University honored the man who broke the color barrier on its football team over 100 years ago. Sam Dunlap was inducted into the Broncos Athletic Hall of Fame in 1973. Members of his family were on hand last month to remember Dunlap and his accomplishments. Historian Tom Dietz is the curator emeritus of the Kalamazoo Valley Museum and wrote about Dunlap back in 2003 for Michigan History magazine. Thanks for being here, Tom.
Oh, my pleasure.
So let's start with how Sam Dunlap ended up at what was then called Western State Normal School.
The story, and this is not something I discovered on my own. I read it in some history, is that he was a standout star from Benton Harbor High School, that he was recruited by the University of Michigan, and that somewhere along the line between being recruited and actually showing up to take part with the football team at the University of Michigan, they discovered that he didn't fit their profile. That is to say, Sam was an African-American. And at the time, the University of Michigan, especially its coach, the legendary, actually, for U of M, Fielding Yost, said, no, this isn't going to work. So Sam came back to Western Michigan, that is this part of the state, and Dwight Waldo, the then president of Western, was happy to welcome him. Waldo was a big, enthusiastic supporter of sports in general, and in particular, football. And so I think he was happy to have a standout star come to his football team, which was in the process of transitioning from a club sport to a intercollegiate sport such as football was in those days. So Sam ended up here and supported by Dwight Waldo.
And Sam Dunlap and Dwight Waldo really hit it off, didn't they?
That is a story that has always gone along, that whatever happened, that President Waldo supported Sam. There are a couple stories about that from his football career that I can touch on, but that the friendship also continued long after Sam had graduated and had moved on. But we know that in 1917, the team went to scheduled to play Culver Military Academy, and that Culver refused to play if they had to face an African-American. And Waldo told Dunlap, the decision is yours. If you want to go, we're going to support you. Sam eventually decided against it, let the team play, and they crushed Culver by a pretty substantial score, something like 79-0 or something like that. So they did hit it off.
There were some other examples of racism that Sam Dunlap faced, including from some of his own teammates every now and then.
This is true. We know. And here we should give some credit to the coach, Bill Spalding, at the time. At least one or two recruits to the Western team at the time were from some of the Southern states, and they refused to participate, play on a same team with an African-American. And Spalding said, okay, that's it. You're gone. You will play with Sam. They also had to travel, and I think it was in 1916 that they were playing for the national championship, such as it was in those days, for normal schools. And Sam had to have separate accommodations along the way because, well, that was the case for even professional sports into the 1950s and 60s. African-Americans were not always welcome at the same places. So Sam, they had to make special arrangements for him along the way.
Does the attitudes towards race at those times show up in some of the media coverage as well?
It's perhaps the case. What I've noticed, and I have read a number of the Western Heralds, the student newspaper from the day, that whenever he is referred to in the university media, normal school media at the time, that he is Sam, he is Dunlap, that he is the star fullback, or halfback rather, or the star punter, because he punted as well in those days. And later, though, in the 20s, and we can maybe guess but reasons with, you know, without proof, but they always referred to him as colored and black. And in the number of articles, I read a fair number of articles from 15, 16, 17, I never find Sam referred to as colored or black. He's always Sam, he has Dunlap. And I suspect this is because it's a smaller school in those days. Everybody knows each other. He's also the star. But in the 20s, people may not have recognized him. And maybe this was the way of, you know, that guy who was the African-American star.
How good of an athlete was Sam Dunlap?
He appears to have been quite the athlete. He is, of course, in the Western Michigan Athletic Hall of Fame in a number of sports, baseball, track and field, as well as football. He set records that, and here is someone who knows Western sports history a little bit better than I, but I know that in the 1916 season, he scored something on the order of 19 touchdowns in a six-game season. I don't think anybody has at least touched that average of scoring, and by rushing, that is, that anyone rushing has scored an average of three touchdowns plus per season, even in the 12-game season. I don't know that anybody scored 36 touchdowns. Some may have topped his 19, but the season's a lot longer. So he was very good that way. He was a punter. He was a runner. There is a story that in 1916, again, Notre Dame came to play Western. And even though Notre Dame won, led by George the Gipper, Gip.
George Gip, yeah.
They won 10-6. Sam was an excellent punter, did the scoring for Western. And Newt Rockne supposedly said, the legendary coach of the Irish, that he had never seen at that time a better punter than Sam. They played the University of Michigan at one time. And Fielding Yost was asked, well, why, even though the University of Michigan won, he was asked, well, why did you guys have much trouble slowing him down, stopping him? And he said, stopping him? We couldn't even slow him down.
Fielding Yost, who could have had some.
Who could have had him,
Sam
yes.
Dunlap playing on his team at one point.
Yeah.
So there is a year, in a little break in there to his career where he was away from football for a little bit. What was he doing?
Well, 1917 was the year the United States entered the First World War, marking that centennial this year, in fact. We entered the war in April. At some point after the 1917 football season, Sam enlisted in the Army, and he would serve the better part of 2 years and return for his final year as a student athlete in 1919 after missing the 1918 season. So Sam saw his duty and answered it to his country as well.
So what happened to Sam Dunlap after leaving Western Michigan Normal School?
He obviously was going to have some trouble finding a job as in athletics in those days. He was eventually recruited by to coach a team in West Virginia, the West Virginia Academy or Institute for Negro Students, to use in the terms of the day. And he coached there for a couple of years, their football team. After that, he apparently, and I'm not sure how it came about, but he ended up with working for a career for some time in New York City, working for one of the electric power companies. And then finally returned to Western and working at Western for the last several years of his life, mostly in the janitorial services here.
Historian Tom Dietz is the curator emeritus of the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. Thank you very much for your time.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Gordon.
Links with more about the story of Sam Dunlap and breaking football's color barrier in Kalamazoo can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.